Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Over here, and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, so you better keep watching because I'm gonna be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm gonna go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up, it's Joey Fatone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
Alright, and with that being said, Dawn Reese is trying to get herself set up in studio, and once she's ready to go, we'll actually go to her on microphone. But this is Matt, the producer of the show, as, of course, Dawn's trying to get herself situated in studio. This is Miracle Stories with Dawn Reese, and take it away.
Hi, this is Marsha Manise, Minister Marsha Manise from Love Walkers Ministry, and we're located near Largo, Florida. We attend Beaming Hope Church with Pastor Joe and Pastor Lieska, and we are here to talk about some of the miracles that we have witnessed in our lifetime. And I just want to pray right now to the Lord. I thank you, Father, for allowing me to come here today and just speak about you, Lord, and speak about the things that you would have for me to say today here on the air. I thank you, Lord, that you continue to love on everyone that's around and everyone that's listening, those that have ears to hear. I thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. So today we're going to talk a little bit about revelation. In my podcast broadcast that I do on Facebook and TikTok and on YouTube, we talk a lot about current events and we talk a lot about the Bible. So today I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Israel and how that kind of ties into Revelation, the last book of the Bible. So as you know, there's a war going on in Israel right now, and we're kind of wondering, you know, how far is this going to go? Is this going to take us into Armageddon? So that was one of the reasons the Holy Spirit did prompt me to talk about Revelation. And that was one of the miracles I wanted to mention about, is how the Holy Spirit can minister to us once we tap into what the Lord has for us, once we give the Holy Spirit time to speak to us. So I want to just let you know right now, when you pray, always give time for God to answer you back. Just don't pray and then go on about your business. Make sure you give God time to speak back to you. So when the Holy Spirit ministered to me to begin to speak on Revelation and tie that into some of the things that are going on in Israel, we wanted to find out how that was going to impact what we're doing in our life today. So when we were going through the beginnings of Revelation, we find out that John of Patmos is exiled there for being a Jesus follower. People do not want to be around someone that's a Jesus follower in that time. So they exiled him to the island of Patmos. And while he was there, he was getting dreams and visions of things that are to come. So he talked about how in the beginning of Revelation, there was the seven churches that he talked about that were going to be looked at by God, and how God is going to determine whether they are Jesus worthy, if you will, God worthy, if you will. So there's seven churches at the beginning of Revelation, and all of them need work. All of the churches are going to need work except for the Church of Philadelphia. That's the church that is doing everything right. That's the one that God is happy with. And when Jesus comes back to the earth, he's going to come back for a church that has no spot, no wrinkle. He doesn't want to come back for a church that's doing things that God doesn't like. He wants to come back for a church that is doing what God wants to happen. So that was the first thing that we read about in Revelation. The next thing we read about was how the two witnesses that are going to be on earth doing God's will, making miracles happen, healing people, doing things that God wants to be to happen here on earth. Now, when I first read about the book of Revelation and we talked about the two witnesses, they talked about how the witnesses could stop the rain and do all these things, and then the beast comes up and kills them, and how everybody is just so excited about that because they don't want to be chastised by these God people. Get rid of these God people. They're just wrecking everything. They're tearing everything. We don't want to be nowhere around them. Get rid of them. So the beast comes up and he gets rid of the two witnesses. So years ago, when I first read about the two witnesses, they said that they would lie dead in the street for 3.5 days and that they would be brought back to life when Jesus came back to earth. And so I'm thinking about that, wondering, how am I going to know when the two witnesses come to earth, when they die, when they come back alive? Now, I first read this about 30 years ago. And nowadays, don't we know how we can do that? Nowadays, somebody can get a phone and take a picture of the two witnesses lying dead in the street and load up a video of them being brought back to life. Now, we didn't know that this was going to happen 30 years ago, so it makes sense to me now. The other thing is, I had to look up who the two witnesses are. And in the Bible, in Revelation 11 and 3 through 5, I believe it is, that they say that the two witnesses are olive trees and lampstands. So in the Bible, the olive trees represent the Jewish nation, and the other olive tree represents the Gentile nation. So if that's the case, then the two witnesses will be the Jewish nation and the Gentile nation. So the two witnesses are going to be anybody that's Jewish and anybody that's Gentile that has been grafted into the tree, the Jewish tree, because the Jewish nation was the first nation. So now we have what we call our two witnesses who are going to be the Jewish nation and the Gentile nation. Also, it said that the two witnesses are the lampstands, and lampstands represent churches. So there's seven churches, and we've already talked about the church that God is going to come back to receive. That's the Church of Philadelphia. So when we notice that the Jewish nation and the Gentile nations are, if we're the ones that are going around telling everybody how good God is, how we're praying about God, how we're doing God's will, how the Lord is going to pour out his spirit onto us so that we can perform miracles, then the people that are not Jewish people and the people that are not the grafted in Gentiles are going to be mad about that. They're not going to like that because they won't be able to do those powers, have those powers. They won't be able to perform miracles. So then they would probably want the people to die. So if that's the case, there's going to be more than just two people dying, as we thought, because some people think it might be Enoch and Moses or there's been a few people that people have come up with thinking it was the two witnesses. But as we see now, there's going to be more than just two people. It'll be a whole whole nation of people. So if we have a whole nation of people all over the world doing these miraculous things and the rest of the world doesn't like it, the rest of the world wants to get rid of the people that are following Jesus, then they will be glad when the witnesses are no longer able to commit or no longer able to do the miracles that they're doing. So that's something that we want to think about. We want to think about that because if we are in that time when we want to perform miracles for God and let the Holy Spirit pour out His love onto us, then we want to be on the right side. We want to be doing the things that God has for us to do. And that brings me to another thought that I'm having. Family, when we are praying, make sure that you ask God what you can do for Him. Don't just go to God all the time saying, God, I need this. God, I need that. Help me with this. Help me with that. We are here to be a service to God. Our job is to serve God. Our job is to do what God needs us to do while we're here on earth. As we say all the time, when we pray to God, God does not reach His hand out of the cloud and answer our prayers. How does He do that? He uses those that are here on earth to answer our prayers. I can remember a time when there was a family that was sitting at a bus stop years ago when I was in Michigan. It was below zero weather outside, and it was so cold. There were no cars on the street even. It was just that cold, and it was in the middle of the day. So we knew it was going to get even colder at night. So I drove by that family, and they were on my heart. The further down the street I drove, they were on my heart. And I was like, okay, Lord, I hear you. I see that you're wanting to do something with that family. When I'm done with what I have to do, I'm going to go back that way, which is a way I did not have to go, but I wanted to go back that way and see if they were still there. When I went by, I saw they were still sitting there. The man had icicles in his beard because it was just that cold outside. I parked my truck and I went up to the family. It was a man, a lady, and a little boy. And like I said, it was so cold and just freezing. So I walked up to them and I said, is there something I can do for you? Now, they weren't very receptive to me because they were homeless, and I'm sure they've had some negative things happen to them in that situation, but I wanted to let them know that I was there to help them. So I said, is there something I can do? It's going to get really cold tonight. It's already below zero in the middle of the day, so I want to be able to help you guys. So the lady said, yes, we would like to be put up for the night. And I said, okay, well, they had a shopping cart full of their belongings. And I said, well, I can't take your shopping cart, but I can't put you up in a hotel. So the young man said, well, I do have a taxi cab company that will pick us up and the shopping cart and all the shopping cart belongings. So I said, okay, well, I'll meet you here on the corner of Carpenter and Washtenaw at a hotel there, and I'll put you up. So, and I'm telling you this story because it goes along with what we're talking about. So I get to the hotel, and I'm signing the papers to get them a room so they can be put up for a night. And the hotel clerk says to me, so how long are you going to put them up for? And I opened my mouth to say a day, and a week came out. So I knew right then that was the Holy Spirit. I knew right then that God was using me to do His will. And when the clerk said, you want to put them up for a week, all I could do was just shake my head up and down because I knew if I opened my mouth, the wrong thing might come out. And I did not want that to happen. So when I put them up for a week, I gave them my card and I said, hey, you know, I got to go to work, but I'm going to come back. I'll check on you tomorrow. Came back the next day, and the woman said she had been praying for a place for them to go to for a week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She had been praying for them to have a place for a week because they were going to have their own home in a week. Her husband was a veteran and they were getting the home ready for them, but it wouldn't be ready for another week. So I'm just telling you this right now because this is how God uses us. This is what God does when we pray to Him and ask Him to do things for us. If we believe in our hearts and have faith that God's going to do what He said He's going to do, He will do it. And while we're waiting for God to answer our prayers, don't undo it. If you pray to God and say, Lord, help me, I need another car, then don't go to the next person and say, I ain't never gonna get a car. Don't do that. You're undoing the prayer that you just put out there. Your faith is not in the right place anymore, and now you're back to square one again. So make sure you keep the faith. But family, I mention that because if we are the two witnesses that God is going to use, then we have to be in the position. We have to have the mindset. We have to let the Holy Spirit rise up within us and do the job that God has for us to do. Also, in the book of Revelation, we heard about the number 666. Now, we know that that three numbers is the number of man. That's the number that the beast will use on the people here on earth in order for them to be able to buy and sell. But people on earth will not be able to get those numbers unless they are working for the enemy. Now, we had some discussion about whether the 666 is an actual physical number that will be on our forehead or on our hand. And then we had some discussion about if it was a microchip. And then we had discussion about whether it was maybe the way a man thinks and what a man does, that it's not actual physical mark at all. So these are things that we want to keep our eye out for, because when the time comes and it looks like we're going to need to put a physical mark on ourselves in order to buy and sell, we know that that's not God, because God does not add any sorrow to whatever it is He's doing for us. That's what the enemy does. The enemy does things. He will make it look like this is a great thing to do. This is a great thing to say. He will lure you in and make you think, oh, this is wonderful. But it is not wonderful. It's just something that He's doing to lure you in. Because once you get in there, once you get into the devil's playground, is for lack of a better word, once you get in there and you're listening to how he's luring you into things, next thing you know, you're doing something, you're living that lifestyle now. And it's even worse to get out of it once you get into that lifestyle. I call it sliding down a slippery slope, because it's once you get down there, it's so hard to get back up. Now you in some cases, you might even be addicted. And now you really have to get work. You really have to try and get yourself out of that. The only way that I know is to get help for your flesh and pray to God and listen for the Holy Spirit to tell you what you need to do to get up out of that. So the reason that we're tying all of these events in with Israel, in with the Revelation, is because a lot of people are wondering, is this it? Is this the last days? All I know is that when we are praying and asking God to be with us and help us, He can do anything. God can do anything. He can turn anything around. He has power to do that. He has power to do that in our lives. He has power to do that in the world. He has power to do that even with your enemies. So know that God has the power to do anything that He wants to do. and always ask the Father, what is it that you want me to do? How can I help someone today? Show me what I can do to help someone today. Because it's not all about us. It's not all about each and every. Don't be in that situation where you feel like it's all about me. I want me. I want me, me, me. It's all about helping others. When God sees that you are helping others, then He will give you power. He will give you strength to do the things that He wants you to do. So make sure when you're praying to God, that you're asking Him to speak to you, asking Him to give you that revelation, asking Him to give you the words to speak to someone else. Because when we are speaking to other people, we are either speaking life or we are speaking death. And we want to speak life to people, because life is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we want to always speak life to those that are listening. Never want to speak things that are going to hurt somebody, that's going to make somebody feel bad, because I'm here to tell you it will come back on you. Just as sure as I'm sitting here, it will come back on you even worse than you dished it out. So never speak things to someone that it's going to come back on you. It's not a fun place to be. Been there, did that. It's not a fun place to be. So, family, I ask you right now, if there's someone out there that's listening and you want to know more about God, you want to know more about Jesus, and you want to know if you're going to go to heaven or not. So on my broadcast that we have on Saturdays at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we talk about books of the Bible. We talk about different events in the Bible and how they tie into what's going on today. So if you're able to tune in to those stations on TikTok, Facebook, or YouTube later, then you'll be able to hear the things that we talk about. We also are able to speak to people when they type in something that they have a question about, or they may type in something that they need to want to be prayed about. Then we will pray for them right there on the air. But I just want to mention, if you don't know if you're going to heaven or not, you can repeat this prayer after me, and it will ensure that you have a place in heaven. It will ensure that your name is written in the book of life. So just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for welcoming me in to your kingdom. You said, if I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, I will be saved. Wash me and cleanse me and make me whole again. I thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much for saying that prayer. I want to tell you, if you're here in Largo, Florida, you want to go to Beaming Hope Church at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Holy Ghost filled church. The church is run by the Holy Spirit. So when you get there, it's not going to be your traditional church. It's going to be a church that you've not experienced before, because the Holy Spirit runs that church. The first time I walked in there, I said, oh yeah, this is where I belong. Because I came from a church in Michigan that was run by the Holy Spirit, Lineup Community Church. And when you walk into a building that is run by the Holy Spirit, you know the difference. It's not the same traditional experience that you've known, that you've had before. The other thing I want to tell you is that if that was your first time saying that prayer, you want to make sure you get a Bible. And I say a Bible, I mean a page-turning Bible, because you never know if the electricity is going to go out and then we won't be able to pull it up on our phones or on our tablets or on our computer. It's good to have our Bible on these items, because here you can actually do a search in the Bible and figure out what it is you want to know about. If you can put in Genesis and it'll come up and tell you a few things. You can put in love and it'll come up and tell you a few things. So it's good to have those things in the Bible, on your phone, on your computer, and you can look those up that way. The other thing is make sure you have a life with the Lord. Make sure you have a fellowship with the Lord, that you're in communication with Him, because it's a relationship that you have with God. And He is going to pour out His love on you, pour out His blessing on you. He's going to let you know that He is real. He's going to let you know that He is always going to be on your side no matter what's going on in your life. Somebody may come along and tell you, oh, God ain't real. Oh, God don't exist. That's not right. That's the devil trying to keep you away from God, because he does not want you to get the things that God has for you. The devil was kicked out of heaven because he was trying to take God's job. Him and a third of the angels were kicked out of heaven because he got the big head, and God said, no, we're not doing that today. And he got evicted from heaven. So don't let the devil come along and lure you into doing something that God doesn't want you to do. It's only going to take you down the wrong path, have you doing the wrong thing, and maybe even kill you, because that's the devil's job, to kill, steal, and destroy. God's job is to love and care and take care of you. And always, always pray in the name of Jesus when you're praying to the Lord, because Jesus is the one that makes it, that makes God available to us in the New Testament. Before the New Testament came along, we could just pray to God, but then when Jesus came and he died on the cross and we were washed in his blood, then now we pray in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the one that's going to intercede for us when we get to heaven. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was so nice spending time with you. Amen. Amen.